I would say that the left hand is an essential component to the sound of any pianist, whether one realizes it or not.
Of course, it doesn't just give the harmonic basis of a piece, but it gives the rhythmic life, it gives line, it gives color.
Everybody thinks about the right hand because that's where the melody is and that's what they hear. Yet, ironically, the left hand is more important because without the left hand, it's like the root of the tree. You don't have the tree and you can't build on it.
My teacher always said, if we weren't bringing out that bass line enough, oh, your cellos are on strike. So you have to think of those lower fingers of your left hand as the cello and bass section of an orchestra.
The left hand is what allows you to have the notes melt into each other. The quality of the sound is coming from the support. And so it's just like a lot of things in life where the support mechanism doesn't get as much credit as the person up front, but it's just as important.
You can't play Bach without being a great left hand player. Whatever the right hand does, the left hand has to do equally well. You cannot be just a right hand player to play Bach well. And so through my work on Bach, I've really developed my left hand technique.
There's sometimes secondary voices in the left hand. You know, the thumb will come in and sing a little tenor line, and you say to yourself, yes, my left hand is just as expressive as my right. And you say that until you try to play a whole piece with just your left hand, and you realize that it feels like you're playing with your feet, and there's a lot more work to do.
My name's Nicholas McCarthy, and I'm a left-handed pianist. I was born without my right hand. So with the left-hand piano technique, you've got to think about things very differently. You've got to be a bit of a master at voicing. I always describe it as you take your left hand and you almost have to split it into right hand and left hand. Your thumb, second and third finger will be, say, the melody line, and then your weaker fingers, your fifth and fourth and possibly third finger, would be the accompaniment figure.
I don't know what it would be like to be a left-handed pianist. I mean, maybe it would be a great thing for it to play Bach.
For me, it's a shame, really, that he didn't write anything specifically for left hand, you know. However, when I studied at the Junior Guildhall, Lucy Parham introduced me to the idea of playing Bach cello suites for the left hand. Which at first I was quite dismissive of it, if I'm honest, because I thought, well, these aren't for piano, these are for cello. So that was quite an interesting phase for me as a student when I was studying that, because it opened this door up to me, because before that I wouldn't have been able to play Bach because he didn't write anything for left hand, and now, you know, this wonderful suite was now available to me.
There was an atmosphere in the beginning of the 19th century where pianists were trying to outdo each other. Virtuosity was the name of the game. There was an Italian pianist and composer, not very notable, who was one of the first who composed a piece for the left hand. And it's not a very interesting score, but you can imagine the intake of breath of the ladies in the salon in the front row when they saw this person putting his right hand calmly in his lap and starting a piece with one hand.
I think the attraction for a composer is almost the challenge to try and create this two-handed sound, but with only one hand. I always hold Paul Wittgenstein in very high esteem. I think I have to thank him really for my career as a left-handed pianist.
The basis behind all the left-hand repertoire that we know today, like the Prokofiev Concerto and the Ravel Concerto for the left hand, was the pianist Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm during the First World War. Consequently, these wonderful composers like Ravel and Prokofiev wrote for him, and actually, without this terrible accident that happened to him, we wouldn't have all this wonderful repertoire, and he did so much to champion it. And then you've got the stuff that is absolutely insanely impossible to play, like Gordovsky transcriptions of Chopin etudes for the left hand alone. why anyone would want to do that is beyond belief, let alone play them, because the Chopin etudes are so difficult anyway. But to do them for the left hand alone just defies any sanity, really. So anyone who's playing those, I wish the very best of British luck.
My name is Ivan Illich, and as of the last 3 years, I've been specializing in left-hand repertoire, in particular, the Chopin studies by Leopold Godowsky. Obsession would probably be a more apt word. There are two things that change when you play with only one hand. There is the fact that you are channeling all your energy into one arm. You know, your left shoulder is probably going to be a little bit higher as you try to get all your strength into one place. But there is a focus of energy that happens, which is a little bit like having an electric current running through your hand. You never have a break in left-hand repertoire. It's just constant tension somewhere in your body, trying to get all these notes out. And as a result, you have to find a way to become relaxed, and that's probably the most difficult thing. What's wonderful in some ways about the left-hand repertoire is that you have to hold the pedal down so much. You can have washes of sound that you would never be able to get away with if you were playing with two hands, because you would be able to drain away some of that extra liquid. But the harmonics that mix and the way that the sound mixes is a little bit like the minimalist pieces, where you have one sound for an hour and you can just bathe in it. And that happens with left-hand repertoire in a way that you just never happens in any other context.
I would say to any, you know, pianist, amateur, professional even, but especially amateur pianists, practice that left hand and really make it sing, and that will add a lot to what you can do at the piano.